Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Polokwane 32, Johannesburg 29, Rustenburg 31 degrees.
Galulis is a mess today. N12 East, a crash before the R24 split, and there's queuing traffic from the Galulis interchange. It's affecting Edenvale as well. We've also got the N1 North past New Road really slow towards Olifantsfontein Road.
We start in Westbury, where ongoing water cuts have sparked protests. Residents took to the streets earlier today, blocking roads and burning tyres. They have accused the city of Johannesburg of neglect and being responsible for water shortages in the area.
Westbury does not have water. The upper part of Westbury has no water at all. So we understand that there's no water. We understand that we're on level one. But what is the understanding of Coronationville, where there is really not even a drop of water? Can I tell you when last did we have water? With the last protest when you guys were here. But apparently I wasn't here. It's a leisure. The councillor was here and said that the mayor is going to come, the MNCs is going to come, and they're going to have a meeting. To date, was there a meeting, residents? Did you guys get answers?
No.
Now, calm has returned to the area. Johannesburg Metro Police, however, remain on the scene. Electricity Minister Hosea Ntsirama-Hopa has revealed that 1.7 million prepaid customers failed to upgrade their meters by Sunday's deadline. He told Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Electricity and Energy this risks Eskom losing 2 billion rand in revenue monthly. Ntsirama-Hopa stresses that the upgrades aim to curb electricity theft.
It is our intention that from now until the 13th of December, present themselves so that you can regularize them. And then there's things around the temper fines for about 6,000 rands, and then that gets to be split over a period of 12 months. The customer pays 500 rands per month over a period of 12 months.
The ANC's Women's League will march to the union buildings on Friday to raise awareness about the challenges faced by women and victims of gender-based violence. The march forms part of the league's participation in the 16 Days of Activism for No Violence Against Women and Children campaign. Here's ANC Secretary General Nokutula Nabaka.
Mandatory training of police and judicial officials to handle GBV cases sensitively and effectively. A review of the parole system on rape offenders, minimum life sentence for rape perpetrators, increased funding for shelters, counseling centers, and legal aid to provide holistic support for victims of GBVF.
Moving further afield, the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire that has taken effect in Lebanon could potentially bring an end to more than a year of cross-border strikes and months of full-scale war that has killed thousands. The deal stipulates a 60-day halt in hostilities, which could be the foundation of a lasting truce. And finally...
Oh my, what the heck?
That's our very own Tyler. The South African pop star has been nominated for 8 Billboard Music Awards, including Top R&B Female Artist and Top R&B Song for Water. This is the first time she's been nominated for the Billboard Music Awards. Other artists also nominated include Taylor Swift, Drake and Billie Eilish. I'm Chanel September and I'll be back at 2 with more news in Afrikaans.
You know what's crazy though? We've only played the one single from Tyler. Just the one. Where's single 2?
What just, about tears?
Just ask him for my ears. Come on, come on.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.
And on my journal to a page, everything that hurts me still the same. Cause like there's nothing new for me to say. Why? Sweating through. She's shaking in bed. Visions of her naked in my head. But I went off and chose myself instead. Why is my mind? I don't know why.